Hello, my imaginary friends. Hello. Hello. Can you hear me? Hello. Ah, there you are. Yes. Hi. It is Tuesday, the 15th of June, 2010. I'm Simon. This is my audio boo. I tried to record this yesterday. Well, I recorded it yesterday and lost it. So I'm recording again. And I was responding to some audio boos. One specifically by R2UK, my very good friend Ruth, and she was sharing experiences about banking the good boo, about how she's having some quite comfortable times at the moment with David, and she needs to remember those. I think that's a really interesting, really useful tip, that you should make sure you record the good times with your baby, because there are bad times. There may be bad times, and when those happen, then you want to be able to listen to the good times. That's why I like to record my little girl singing, and you know, take videos of my little boy smiling and laughing or whatever. Yeah, good. It's a good tip, definitely. But yeah, I wonder whether it's because Ruth said some things that were very resonant to me about how with her first child it was hard work, and it seemed at times like whenever she the baby was not sleeping or eating, she was crying. She was either eating, sleeping or crying, and nothing else. No happy, contented, giggly times in between. And yeah, I think we very much had that with our first Emilia. It was like that when she was a baby as well. And then Ruth was saying, you know, with David, her second child, he seems a lot more content. He's happy to sit there and not be crying, or when he's not eating and sleeping, he's happy to sit there and we feel the same about Henry, our second. He's what was he, 10 months? Getting on for 11 months old now. I think we had some very similar experiences, and I wonder whether it's something to do with the baby itself or whether it's us, the parents. You know, I wonder whether it's a confidence thing, whether we're just more confident because we know we've managed to keep a baby alive for 3 years. 2 years, 3 years, whatever. We know we can do it. So with the second baby, we've got a bit more confidence that we know we can do it. So I wonder whether it's that's a big factor. Whether we're more confident and therefore the baby's more confident in us and doesn't have to cry all the time and that sort of thing. Whether babies pick up on your insecurity. That's what I'm wondering. Or is it actually something to do with the baby itself? I met up with another friend of mine who's a mum over the weekend, and she was saying that her firstborn was, you know, was a very contented and happy little girl, and she didn't believe in the terrible twos until she had her second child, and her second child was the one that was giving her a lot more angst and anxiety. So maybe it's not, I don't know, maybe she had a different approach to babies. Maybe she was more confident with the first one and somehow less confident with the second one. Or so whether it's is it a confidence thing, or is it something to do with the baby itself? Thoughts, please. Answers on a boo. I'm very interested to hear John's review of the iPad. Came up shortly after my own one, but a very different in tone. A very angry, very frustrated with people calling it magical, the iPad, that is, boo from John. I kind of agree with a lot of what he said, but I just wouldn't I wouldn't put it in such an angry way, but that's fine, that's absolutely fine. But yeah, I'm interested to find out from John what he's given lots of editorial about the sort of the context of it. But what would happen if your iPad had to go away? Would you miss it? Would you be able to live without it now?